My, oh my, oh my, I didn't realise my Beatles set was going to be as long as it was. But some of you are joining out there, the Bubbles and Think Tank Facebook chat group, for sure. I'm not Belinda, it's just after 12, it's 12:01, according to the digital clock up on the wall here at WMFO in Medford. There we go with the legal ID. So yes, I did have other sets planned, but hey, that set took up the whole rest of the first hour, didn't it? And as the Summer of Subs continues here on Bubbles in the Think Tank, I mean, we had Christian last week and Chris the week before that. Shout out to Chris for calling in. He used the old style technology to actually use a telephone and dial in rather than be on the Facebook chat group, which I do sometimes too when Belinda is here. I sometimes pester her on the telephone rather than on the 21st century style of communications. After all, this is radio. But these other people who've been filling in have been doing normal radio in terms of doing callbacks of the things they've played, but most of you out there listening to this are also on the Facebook chat group and are following along with the Spinatron playlist. And Belinda never does a callback because all of you are in the know just following along on that, and I'm following in Belinda's footsteps, as I am not Belinda. But it is midnight. Or shortly thereafter. We'll see what happens here with our radio obituaries, and maybe we'll get back to one of these other sets that I've programmed in my mind for you after the obituaries. But we have a lot of obituaries to get to. So, in my mind also, it's kind of a little joke leading into the radio obituaries here. Dust. Well, we've got quite a few who will bit the dust. But before we begin the radio obituaries, I want to remind you to think of your future and go to feedthepig.org. And also, instead of thanking Vincent when the music's over, I'd like to thank Belinda for her ongoing work with the Google Doc page on this the page known as Obits of Summer 2018. It's very helpful for this Summer of Subs series of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Now it is time to say farewell to some of those who've passed in recent weeks and months. I know it's usually days and weeks, but we have some catching up to do, so tonight we'll do some of the catching up. And our initial radio obituary is for grindcore band guitarist Josh Martin. He died on May 30th at age 45. He was a longtime guitarist for legendary Massachusetts grindcore prankster band Anal Cunt, one of the worst band names I've ever heard. He lost his balance and plunged to his death shortly after he was seen clowning around and riding the rails of an escalator at a Rhode Island shopping mall, a witness told authorities, according to the police report. Martin landed in the mall's food court, slamming his head on a table. He was treated for head trauma at the scene and was transported to Rhode Island Hospital by paramedics, where he was pronounced dead. Anal Cunt, also known as AXCX, was an American grindcore band that formed in Newton, Massachusetts in 1988, and from its inception, the band underwent a number of lineup changes. Known for its grindcore musical style and controversial lyrics, Anal Cunt released 8 full-length studio albums in addition to a number of compilations and extended plays. Our initial radio obituary for Josh Martin. And for your not faithful posse, this is a short piece. It certainly doesn't appeal to my musical taste, but the mere fact that the band has 8 albums, obviously some people like it. Go figure. But there is no accounting for taste. Here on your freeform radio station, this is WMFO in Medford. Like I said, it was a short piece, luckily for us. Okay, well, moving on. Our next radio, our post-initial radio obituary is for Ted DeBaney. Samuel Frederick Ted DeBaney Jr. was born on May 2nd, 1937, and died on May 26th at age 81. He was an American electrical engineer and co-founder of Atari Incorporated. He's recognized as developing the basics of video circuitry principles that were used in Computer Space and later Pong, one of the first and most successful arcade games. Those of us who are old enough should recall that game, which was released in 1972. We were fascinated by it at the time, but by today's standards, it seems very boring. The game represented table tennis or ping pong, with two little slabs on either side of the screen representing paddles and a dot that was hit between the two. And that was it for the visuals. The audio had 3 different beep sounds. One when it hit the paddle, one when it hit the top or the bottom of the screen and ricocheted back into play, and then one when it got past the paddle and went out of play. If the dot got past the paddle, the other player got a point. We're hearing this in the background now, and it is our initial, post-initial radio obituary for Ted Dabney. You remember that game? Not much in the way of music for him, but there's the game and sound effects thereof. So, how can I put that into Spinatron? Sounds of Pong? I suppose I could do that. And I guess the arts would be Ted Dabney, wouldn't it? Here on your freeform radio station, WMFO in Medford. Okay, I've caught up to date on that, so we can now leave Pong behind, as it has been left behind to the dustbins of history, I suppose. And move on to our next radio obituary, which is for Jim Gonzalez, a 6-time Latin Grammy Award winner as frontman for Grupo Mas. He passed away in San Antonio, Texas on June 6th. Gonzalez was returning to his native Brownsville following a show and stopped in San Antonio to see relatives when he became ill with low blood sugar issues and suffered cardiac arrest. Gonzalez had several hit records, not only with Grupo Mas, but also with Joe Lopez y Grupo Mas as well. The two separated in 1998, and Gonzalez forming Jimmy Gonzalez and Grupo Mas, and Lopez forming Joe Lopez y la Nueva Imagen Mas. Jimmy Gonzalez y Grupo Mas enjoyed plenty of success. The group won Best Tejano Album 4 times in the Latin Grammy Awards from 2001 to 2004, and the group also won Best Tejano Album at the American Grammy Awards in 2004. And that totals 5, yet another report said he had 6 Grammys. Needless to say, he had quite a successful career, that is, until June 6th. Jimmy Gonzalez died at age 67, and he is our next radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And moving on, trying to keep track of my notes here. Yes, it's time for our cleanup radio obituary, which is for Eunice Gason, who died on June 8th at age 90. And yes, we are cleaning up some of these old radio obituaries tonight. She was an English actress best known for playing Sylvia Trench, James Bond's love interest in the first two Bond films, Dr. No and From Russia With Love, and is therefore considered to have been the first ever Bond girl. Gason also appeared on television in series such as The Saint, which starred a future James Bond, Roger Moore, and The Avengers. She played the Baroness Elsa Schrader in the 1962 London production of The Sound of Music, during which time she also filmed scenes from the first two Bond films, Dr. No in 1962 and From Russia With Love in 1963. She remained a regular in the London theater, appearing in, among other productions, the comedy The Grass Is Greener in 1971. Eunice Gason, our cleanup radio obituary here on Bubbles in the Think Tank on your freeform radio station WMFO in Medford. Extra Radio obituary is for Philip Tabane, who died on 18th of May in Pretoria at the age of 84. He was a South African musician, vocalist, jazz guitarist, and band leader. The rumor was that Tabane was a difficult interviewee. Sometimes he'd refuse to speak at all, often as his constitutional rights. South Africa has 11 official languages. He refused to speak in English. His music was intimately woven into his cosmology and spirituality. He needed to talk about them all together, and the English language was too culturally bounded to provide him with the right words. So we will suspend with the words and hear some of his music. Philip Tabane, our extra radio obituary, here on your freeform radio station, WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
And guess what? Okay, I said guess what, and nothing happened. Let's try that again. Guess what? It's time for the Weasel Radio Obituary. And it's for Stefan Weber, who died on the 7th of June at age 70. He was an Austrian art teacher and the lead singer of Kapellmeister and Kapellmeister for the Viennese band Drahtdiebwabel. Weber founded the band in 1969 in the wake of the events of 1968. Drahtdiebwabel are infamous for their elaborate stage shows, which often include bizarre and, as some claim, disgusting elements. For example, in 2003, Weber was charged with illegal possession of firearms after using a pistol on stage. They also presented considerable controversial material, such as a song called Ganz Wein ist auf, auf Heroin, which translates to All Vienna is Hooked on Heroin Today, which was subsequently banned by the authorities. So, Stefan Weber, our Weasel Radio Obituary, and being that that song was banned, of course, that's the song we have to play here at your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford. And pardon me, while I remember which computer it was on. It was on this one here. WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
Our pre-anti-penultimate radio obituary is for Norman Edge. He was an American jazz musician who played the double bass, and he died on June 4th at age 84. Edge played in a military band during his military service and then served for several years in the National Guard. During this time, he played with pianist Morris Nanton, with whom he recorded the album Flower Drum Song in 1958, and worked together regularly over the next 50 years. He was also on albums by Gene Ammons, Bad Bossa Nova in 1962, the Manhattan Brass Choir in 1967 with Clark Terry and Herbie Green, and in albums with Sandy Sasso and Nelson Riddle. Edge taught in public schools in Edison, New Jersey, and gave private lessons, along with playing in orchestras and jazz bands. In the field of jazz, he was involved in 11 recording sessions between 1958 and 2002. Edge lived in Metuchen, New Jersey, and he is our pre-anti-penultimate radio obituary, a month and a half overdue. Yes, we are making our way through some of these older obits, so by the time Belinda returns, we can go back to days and weeks rather than months. But for now, our pre-anti-penultimate radio obituary for Norman Edge, here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
Our antepenultimate radio obituary is for Bonce Quinteros. Born Joseph Quinteros, he achieved fame as the Spanish keyboardist Bonce of GMS, Growling Mad Scientists. Bonce was diagnosed with cancer a year and a half ago, battled the illness, kept on making music, and even performing around the world. Bonce was most known as half of GMS, together with Shahjahan Ritgam Matkin. The duo also produced more techno beats as Ratkin and Bonce and as Zorba, but Bonce, usually together with Ratkin, was also part of countless other projects such as 1200 micrograms, which is a reference to the amount of LSD one should take for a good trip. He died in Amsterdam on June 19th. He was 42 years old, and he is our antepenultimate radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Oh, well, that went on, and then it stopped, didn't it? It was going on and on and on, and I forgot that it eventually does come to an end. So there it was. And, whoops, let's just cancel out of this before that starts up. Thank you so much. And moving on. Yes, our penultimate radio obituary is for Gerard Jonet. Now, it's unclear whether Pete did this one a few weeks ago or not. Belinda says, have a go at it if I so desired. So here I am having a go at it. He was a French pianist and composer who died on May 16th at age 85. Jonet graduated from the Conservatoire de Paris in 1954, and Jonet began his career as a pianist in music halls. In 1959, he was introduced to Jacques Brel and worked for him for nearly a decade. It was Brel who introduced Jonet to his future wife, Juliette Gréco, in 1968, and Jonet played the piano for her during the rest of his career. Jonet composed more than 250 songs over the course of his life, including one of the biggest hits for Jacques Brel, Ne me quitte pas. Gerard Jonet, our penultimate radio obituary, here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Comme sa vie, aimant, faut pas pleurer pour ça. Les autres savent pas ce qu'ils disent. Les autres, ils disent n'importe quoi. Non, il faut passer ta robe de dentelle. On défilera dessus la promenade. Tu souriras, arcade après arcade. Les hommes diront que c'est toi la plus belle. Et tant pis si les femelles jasent. Et tant pis si jasent les bourgeois d'ailleurs. Y a plus de bourgeois, non, y a plus que des bourgeois. Comme ça dit, aimant, faut pas pleurer pour ça. Les autres savent pas ce qu'ils médisent. Les autres médisent n'importe quoi. Non, je sais, t'as reçu des coups de pied trop tendres. Je sais que t'as reçu des coups de poing au cœur. Il faut pas se laisser prendre par des voisins qui se prennent pour des chasseurs. Et tant pis si les fenêtres nous regardent. Et tant pis si elles nous désignent des doigts. Je ferai reine, je serai ta tour de garde. Et tant
sent to sing for blunt suburban women. Before the waves of double glazes, I'd be Julio Iglesias doing the greats in Argentinian. Suppose they bury Manilow me, screaming, show me you're a man with legs as mottled as salami. Ladies, I'm doing the best I can. This is how Casanova's bum becomes a lesson in virility, set to a bossa nova drum and sung to tots, decked out like Christmas trees. Then in my dressing room I'd see this elephant as pink as me, drinking and singing gloomily about the time they call me. Yeah, the time they call me, about the time they call me Nicky. If I could be him for only an hour, if I could be him before his grand funeral, if I could be me, if I could only be cute, 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 absolutely banal. Suppose one evening in Mauritius, entertaining high officials, high on whores and marijuana, begging letters from celebrities, begging, couldn't you write songs for me? I'd blackmail David Bowie and the Dalai Lama. Then I'll be an industrialist of song, and I could sell you with a wink the best in showbiz and in drink, Korean floor shows, and whiskey from the Congo. Me, I'd have a ring on every finger and a thumb in every state, and every state would be the singers, and acknowledged I would legislate. Then in my Hong Kong opium den, waiting for 1999, I'd spend the years of my decline to rent the time they call me. Yeah, the time they call me. Ah, the time they call me Nicky. If I could be him, if I could be him before his grand finale, if I could be me, if I could only be cute, 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 absolutely banal. One day in paradise, I find myself to my surprise singing for ladies flapping swan's wings. A plucking on my little harp, I'd be a beacon in the dark and save the souls of human beings. Then Jesus Christ is how they'd christen me, son of the one in the directory between Vic and Jean-Luc Godard. And I'd grow my beard and walk on water. And if I really came on strong and started prancing and Cliff Richarding, I'd know it wouldn't be too long before I heard the shadows whispering. How Satan's coming from the cold, he's now the shepherd and his fold is shouting out requests for old. It's from the time they called me, yeah, the time they called me, yeah, the time they called me Nicky. If I could be him for only an hour, if I could be him before his grand finale, if I could be me, if I could only be cute, 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 cute,